And God bless you. We're going to just pray for Chris Prickett today. Chris has just sold his house at Kelvin Grove and is moving somewhere around North Lakes, Redcliffe area. And he'll be finishing up at New Hope in the next few weeks. And I thought we really want to honour him and pray for him today. Chris came to Christ in our church when I first became the pastor 16-17 years ago. He and his wife have been a very important part of our church over the years. Chris has not only done sound, he's been our IT guy. Actually came to Christ through the Alpha Course and the church in the early days. And his wife Janet was running New Hope Care for many years and has been a part of so many things. And we really wanted to honour Chris because he has been a pillar in the church, a faithful, faithful man of God. And he's got a great sense of humour too. If you don't know him, he's got a crazy sense of humour. And he's just a really good guy to be around. He's like a BP quiet achiever, just slow, steady, getting the job done. And we really want to honour you, mate. So let's pray for Chris. Lord, we thank you so much for Chris and the incredible ministry that he's served in over the years here. And we pray for a blessing on him and his beautiful wife, Janet. Lord, as they move north to wherever they go, we pray you lead them to the right place. Help them find a good church up that way, Lord, and be planted and bear much fruit. And I just prophesy your latter years will be greater than your former years. I just prophesy that God ain't finished with you yet. This is a birthing of a new ministry. You and your wife, one flesh, you're going to be ministering alongside each other and you're going to see much fruit. And I just pray, God, that you'll just increase the anointing on Chris and in Janet. We bless them. We thank you for them. We honour them. And we just thank you for them so much in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Amen. Bless you, mate. Thank you, buddy. You're a good man. Awesome. Come on, give it up for Chris. Okay, I'm going to do a shortened version of my sermon today. I felt the Lord say I really need to teach on this, but I'm going to do the short version of it. I might do a part two later on. But I encourage you to take notes today and take screenshots. Today is part 10 in Imperfect Disciples. If you haven't heard any of the other sermons in this series, they're on our Facebook and in our podcast. Please check them out. We've been building each week teaching about sex. Well, that got your attention. What does the Bible say about sex? We did a message on that. We talked about the power of our words. We talked about disciples who make disciples who make disciples and training everyone to do the Discovery Bible method. We want to be a discipleship church. Sure, we want decisions, but we want disciples. Amen? So we're very passionate about that. So please, if you've missed the series, listen to some of them. Check them out online. And also just wanted to mention, we are having baptisms in 2 Sundays' time. And I spoke to one young guy today who's decided to get baptized. Praise God. If you haven't yet decided to get baptized, please come and see us. We'll be doing it after the service over here in a couple of weeks. Let's pray. Father, as we open your word today, we ask that you'll speak to us about being true disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. How can we honor you with our thoughts, our words, and our actions? How can we honor you with our devices and our time? God, we pray that your Holy Spirit will speak to us and lead us through this word in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Amen. So today we're looking at digital discipleship. Have you done an audit on your digital habits? I was talking at the young adults group last night to one young fellow who said he's got an app on his phone that tells him how many hours a day he's been on social media, how many hours a day he's been reading his Bible, how many hours a day he's been Googling or whatever, you know. And every now and then he'll look at it and go, oh, that's not good. I think we, and I'm preaching to myself, we need to do an audit of our time on screens, our time scrolling through rubbish, our time watching rubbish on our TVs, you know, binging this, binging that. We need to be careful because, you know, we have an eye gate, we have an ear gate. Whatever comes in, it gets into our heart and it flows out in our life. So we need defense around our time on screens, our digital life, and we need to guard ourselves so that we're, because what comes in comes out. And we need to ask the question, are we honoring God in the way we manage our devices? And I've already had people message me this week saying, I'm so glad you're preaching on this. Please help me. I need help. And I need help as well, I know. We all need to be wise in this day and age. And the word I've got today is put down the phone and kneel before the throne. I think I need a better amen this time around. Let's try that again. Put down the phone and kneel before the throne. Amen. 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 Even this morning, I heard Bobby Shuler on the Hour of Power ask the question. He said someone asked him, he asked someone, how much did your iPhone cost? And they said, oh, $1,600. And he said, no, it costs a lot more than that. It costs you time. It costs you that book you could have written. It costs you that church you could have planted. It costs you that business you could have started. It costs you that soul that you could have saved. That mission trip you could have gone on. How many more things could we have achieved if we didn't waste our day doing this and this and this and this? And hey, there's nothing wrong with devices. God can use them for His glory, amen? I mean, Moses had 2 tablets, didn't he? But we've got to use them for good. They're a tool that we can use for good. Now, I really want to ask everyone to think about this. Have you ever taken a device off a teenager before? Or a child before? Man, I tell you. Whew. Actually, true story. Last night, Carol and I went out to the young adults thing at Vince. Had a great night at Vince and Denise's, you know. And Carol had forgotten to pay the Optus bill. And there was no Wi-Fi last night. And I got home and the kids were walking around going, wow, who are you people? They looked at, we had a conversation. It was amazing. Because they weren't doing this. Now, we try to have boundaries with our kids. We try and let them have 1 hour a day on weekdays after they've done their homework and 2 hours a day on weekends. But I've been trying to teach them, like, there's this new app called Outside. You should try it, you know. The word I've got today is, you know, put down the phone and kneel before the throne, because they become idols, don't they? Anything that comes between us and God becomes an idol. It could be a person. It could be money. It could be sex. It could be ministry. Gone very quiet here today. It could be our devices. There's lots of things that can be a blockage between us and God. And if devices have become an idol between you and God, we need to repent. We need to turn from our wicked ways. We need to, you know, Brad Huddleston, I'm going to quote shortly, talks about, he's written a book called Digital Detox, Digital Rehab. He's an expert on this. He was actually booked to preach here 2 months ago on this subject. And he got terribly sick, nearly died in hospital 2 days before he was due to preach here, because the devil didn't want him to preach here. And I've been meaning to preach on it ever since, but I've been putting it off just quietly because I knew how convicted I'd get if I preached on it. But I feel today's the day to have a family meeting. Is that it? Can we have a family meeting today? We just got to put them down. We just got to stop scrolling. We just got to stop looking at rubbish. We just got to stop giving the devil a foothold, because it's a waste of time. It's a waste of time. We get so distracted from the call of God. We need to put down the phone and get before the throne. We need to cast our idols before the throne. When Brad Huddleston preaches at schools and universities and youth groups, at the end of the service, he gets them to come and put their phones on the altar. And he takes all these photos of phones and devices on the altar to lay them down. I think they still get them back. But what a powerful picture of laying it down at the altar. We may do that at the end today. I'll just see how things go. And then I invited the kids to come forward. You know, my son Josh, he's on the chapel team, and he's been challenging them, saying, we shouldn't just finish chapel and then send them to lunch. We should open the altar for prayer. Like, Josh, he's influencing his school for that. Hallelujah, you know, it's my mighty man of God. And so he told me, he said, Matt, he said, Dad, that's what we're meant to be doing. We're meant to be having, you know, prayer at the end. So I did the altar call, kids got saved, and I said, come forward if you want prayer. Several kids came for prayer. 90% of them wanted prayer for anxiety and mental health issues because of these things. The next generation has been raised on these things. The kids and the teenagers these days, if we don't speak up about this, we're going to lose a whole other generation because they're getting all affected by all this stuff. We need to do an audit. We need to be wise about what God has given in our hands. We need to use them for His glory and not be unwise. We need to also be careful not to get caught up going down rabbit trails and getting into arguments and all that kind of stuff, you know. I remember at the start of COVID, I remember going through all the conspiracies and all that and getting right into it. I was ready for a chat about it, you know, I was posting about it, I was ready to talk about it, you know. And in the end, I felt the Holy Spirit convict me. He said, it's not glorifying God, it's not winning souls, it's stirring up dissension. And Proverbs says, the Lord abhors those who stir up dissension among brothers. It's divisive and it causes trouble. There's nothing wrong with having a private chat with someone and discussing. And I've buttoned my lip and been quiet about it for many years. And hey, some of the stuff could be true. Hey, I'm not saying it's not. I'm not saying what's true and what's not true. What I'm saying is, what's the point of talking about it when there's a world that's going to hell and needs the gospel of Jesus Christ? When there's poor people that need to be fed, there's a job that needs to be done. We need to get back to the main thing. The main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. The enemy wants us to get numb and desensitized. How does it feel when you're looking at rubbish, when you're looking at porn, when you're looking at gossip, or you're looking at worldly things? How does it make you feel? You judge a tree by its fruit. If it makes you feel icky, get rid of it, turn away from it, delete it, block it, whatever. Now, sure, I start my day reading God's word on my phone. Sure, God uses that for His glory. Sure, I post the Word for Today devotional. Sure, I'll post live streaming of church and, you know, sure, God can use it for good. But we need to be wise not to waste our time just constantly looking at stuff, scrolling at stuff. We need to have boundaries when it comes to our time online. Ephesians 4:29, you don't need to stand for this, but I just want to read it to you. Ephesians 4:29 says, don't let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful. Someone say helpful. For building, say building. Say others. Up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. We need to apply that to our words and our posting and our online, our digital habits. We need to apply this scripture and ask the question, how does a disciple of Jesus manage our time on our devices? Got a few good pictures for you up on the screen. You can take a photo of these if you want and post them later if you feel like it, or you might delete Facebook altogether. We've got the next picture coming up. Don't believe everything you read on the internet. You know Abraham Lincoln said that? He was around before the internet, just in case you... All right, next one. Your cell phone has already replaced your watch, camera, calendar and alarm clock. Don't let it replace your family and friends. We have a rule at the dinner table, no devices, and we talk together, face to face, and we have a healthy conversation, and we wait till we're all done, and we honour one another at our table. So important to have family meals together. So important that you might be sending that important email or responding to that important text, but when your kid or someone at church comes up to you, they think this is more important than them when they talk to you. I see it happen all the time. We just got to put them down, put it away. People, relationship, real human relationships is very important. There is a time and a place for it, but don't let it become a distraction between your relationships. Tell your kids there's a free app that's fun and requires imagination and creativity to properly work. It's called Playing Outside. Love that. Next one. Before you speak, think, is it true? Is it helpful? Is it inspiring? Is it necessary? Is it kind? That's about speaking, and it's also about posting in our digital lives. Philippians 4 verse 8. Now, someone set up a website for our radio station many years ago, and the password was Phil4V8. And I remember, and I've had to type in Phil4V8 every week for about 17 years on this website. And I think this is a key. This is a password. This is a key for us to being transformed by the renewing of our mind. Amen. You know, I remember J. John, the preacher, when he came to Christ, his mum said, "You've been brainwashed." And he said, "Mum, if you knew what was in my brain, it needed to be washed." Whatever is true, whatever is honourable, whatever is just, whatever is pure and lovely, whatever is commendable, if there's any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. One of the problems with our online world is we look at all sorts of stuff that isn't that list. We need to get back to the Word of God. We need to get back to the secret place of prayer. We need to get back to thinking and speaking life instead of death. Brad Huddleston wrote this article. He said, you know, devices are good. It keeps family and friends connected, assists in emergency situations, provides immediate feedback, and has taken knowledge to a whole new level. There's some good things about it. But there's no doubt this techno revolution has also a downside that needs to be managed properly. He said there's diagnosable symptoms that were categorized as psychoses, and they've been given names. Digital dementia. People are getting early onset dementia that resembles Alzheimer's because of their digital addictions. Anhedonia, the ability to experience pleasure from activities usually found enjoyable. We become numb because of our digital. The no mobile phone phobia. And FOMO, fear of missing out. Doctors were regularly treating cognitive dysfunction, manic depression and anxiety because of digital addictions. In his book, Thrilled to Death, Dr. Hart, the Dean Emeritus and Senior Professor of Psychology at Fuller, he said anhedonia comes largely from the overstimulation of pleasurable and exciting activities along with multitasking, and he blames modern technology. FOMO or nomophobia, sufferers have panic attacks, anxiety-related symptoms like puffy eyes, gasping breath when they're out without their cell phones. Others have neurological symptoms like eye twitches. This is according to an adolescent psychologist in Melbourne. A recent survey of 1,000 people in the UK found that 66% of respondents were affected in comparison with 55% 4 years ago. Friends, it's getting worse and worse. After investing millions in neuroscientific research, the South Korean government opened 200 detox centres for technology recently. Studies of the iPhone in 2007 revealed that the brain actually undergoes physical and chemical changes. MRI scans show that erosion and executive attention network in the frontal lobe. The brain is rewired for instant gratification and it's constantly need to be stimulated. Modern day teenagers find it impossible to sleep without music, depriving them of the essential REM and deep sleep that's required, the way that God designed us. Brad Huddleston says any digital activity for more than 1 hour pushes the adrenal systems over the edge. 2 hours of gaming has the same impact as snorting one line of cocaine because they get a dopamine hit. Brad Huddleston is the first to point out that digital technology is here to stay. In fact, it's increasingly being incorporated in schools. And he said this, "I care about your future, but this is a spiritual conspiracy. It drowns out God's voice. It's causing chaos in families and it keeps you from the important things in life. We've got to learn to set limits, to disconnect and take a brain break. We're going to have to master this thing before it masters us." And when I was in the US, I caught up with Brad Huddleston in January and we interviewed him in the car. And he said, "God's not mad at you. He just misses you. He just misses you. He just wants you to come back as our first love. We've been distracted. We've been deceived. We've been wasting our life away. Revelation 2 verse 4 says, "Yet I hold this against you. You've forsaken the love you had at first. Consider how far you've fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first." Matt Smallbone pastors a church in Nashville, Tennessee. Many Christian musicians are a part of it. They've had an amazing move of God. 3 months ago, he preached a series called Digital Detox. He confessed to his church that he wastes hours and hours every day on devices, like I'm confessing today. But I heard him preach this message, and it broke my heart. He played a video, which I didn't have today, but he played a video of a mum with their one-year-old child. And the mum spent a minute stimulating the child, saying, "Hello, I love you, cutie, cutie," you know. And you know how babies love that, right? And then they saw the baby's joy. And then the next 1 minute, they did this experiment where the wife did this, the mum did this, and ignored the baby for 60 seconds. And this is what the baby's face was. "Ah! Ah! Ah! Ma! Ma! Ah!" For 60 seconds. It was heartbreaking to watch this video of this kid that just wanted the mother's love. That's what many of us are doing when we're looking at this instead of the person in front of us. The Father God is being ignored because we're doing this too much rather than this. We need to repent and come back to Father God as our first love. Matt Smallbone said that he wanted the whole church to do a digital detox. He preached on it for weeks and he challenged everyone in the church, and they saw a move of God like we saw today already because they put down their phone and they got before the throne. He said that he deleted all his apps off his phone except email, because for his job he needed emails, and you know that was part of his job. And he said that he found such a change in his life. He went out and started walking every day, went out and started exercising, enjoying God's creation. You know, years ago I preached at a men's camp in Canberra, freezing cold, this Lutheran men's camp with Watto and a whole bunch of other legends there. Tim Cooker was there, it was an awesome time. And I was sick as a dog, and I was preaching away, had a cold, it was terrible. Got up in the morning at like 4:30 one day, before the sun got up, and I thought, I'm going to go for a walk, because they had the Stations of the Cross at this mountain. And so I went out and I started walking out there, and I heard this Scottish voice behind me. "Hey, lad, can I walk with you today?" I was like, "Who's this, a leprechaun or something?" It sounded Irish. Anyway, it was this old fella from Brisbane who is he's been a pastor and a mentor for years, and he runs these wilderness retreats for men where they go out in the middle of the bush and leave their devices behind and just have an encounter with God. And I called him the God Whisperer, because that day he led me on a journey of detoxing and getting rid of a lot of my stuff. And I think I need him again, by the way. But that day we walked through the Stations of the Cross. It's a whole thing that you can do at this campsite. And I remember we stopped and we looked at a spider web. There was dew on the spider web. And I said to him, "I just want to get a photo of this." And he goes, "Put your phone away." I'm like, "Oh, this would be such a good photo to post on Instagram." He said, "Put your phone away." I'm like, "Yes, Lord, your servant's listening." And he said, "Remember it here. You don't need it on that thing. Remember it here." And I remember just looking, he said, "God created this spider web. God," he said, "there is a designer who created everything. And he created you. And he just wants you to come home to him. He just wants you to come back to him." And it just challenged me and spoke to me so much. And, you know, part of my daily routine every day is I go for a run every afternoon. I have a workout at the outdoor gym. And I worship God and I talk to the Lord. And I spend time with God and try and defrag from the busyness of my day. And I try and unload it all on God before I get home to my wife and kids. Because you know what it's like? You can be totally frazzled at the end of the day because of the emails and the phone calls and the radio interviews and the this and the that. You know, you can be totally frazzled from your devices. But you've got to learn just to come back to the heart of God. Just like Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, paradise.
We can come back to walking with God in the cool of the day. We can come back to being with Him and get rid of our over-excess of devices. I want to challenge you. Do an audit of your time on devices. I want to challenge you to come back to the heart of the Father. I want to challenge you to guard your heart. Proverbs 4:23 says, above all else, guard your heart. And you see, what happens is when we have constant information coming through, it contaminates our heart. And you see, the heart pumps blood to every other part of our body. And all throughout the scriptures, it talks about coming back to God, coming back, giving your heart to God. It's a part of our regular pattern as believers that we worship idols, we turn away from God, we get tangled in sin, but we've got to come back to our heart. What's in your heart? Do you have the Word of God in your heart? Do you have the Holy Spirit convicting you of your sin? You know, the Bible says, no temptation will come upon you except what is common to man. But God will always lead us out so that we can honor Him. When it comes to video gaming, the statistics are heartbreaking. When it comes to pornography, over 60% of Christian males look at pornography once a week. Video gaming, over 2.5 billion people on the planet play video games regularly. When it comes to digital addictions, the enemy is taking ground. He's taking people's hearts. And friends, I want to challenge you. Come back to Jesus with all of your heart. Come back to Him with your phone, with your laptop, with your computer, with your TV screen, with your devices, with your Apple Watch, whatever it is. We need to be wise and have boundaries. Reach people. Let's use them to connect as a church. Sure, I'm not saying we get rid of them altogether. I'm just saying let's do an audit. Let's do a detox. Let's do a defrag of the viruses that have got into us. One drop of Jesus' blood is enough to wash away all of our sins. He wants to purify His bride. He's not mad at us. He misses us. He wants us to come back to a heart of worship. Let's bow our heads and let's pray. Father God, I ask for forgiveness for the imbalance of my life and wasting too much time on devices, Lord. I ask for forgiveness for me. And I repent and I commit myself to being more honorable with my devices. And Father, we as a church, we join together today and we ask for your forgiveness for our obsession with devices. We want to be obsessed with you, Lord Jesus. We want to come back to you. We don't want to be distracted. We don't want to waste our life scrolling, posting, searching, Googling, binging. The way of the world is opposite to the way of the kingdom. God, forgive us for being so worldly with our devices. Help us to be kingdom-minded. Help us to be disciples of Jesus in the physical world and in the digital world. Forgive us for not studying your word. I think of all the time I could have been reading a good book. I could have been studying the word. I could have been praying for someone. I could have been seeking the Lord and worshiping. But instead, I picked up my phone. God, we've all been distracted. We've all had idols. And we want to lay our idols at your feet today. So forgive us, Lord. Purify us, Lord. I've got two questions before we close the service today. Firstly, do you know Jesus as your Lord and Saviour? Not just your Saviour, so that your sins are forgiven, but your Lord, who is the Lord of your life, the King of your life. Is He number one? Do you seek Him first in your life? If you're in a place where you don't know Jesus is your Lord and Savior, you don't know that your sins are forgiven, and you haven't surrendered your life to Him today, I want to give you an opportunity today to come to Him and surrender your life to Him. In just a moment, we're going to pray a prayer where you can ask Jesus to come into your life and have your sins forgiven, and you can make Him Lord and Savior. If today you want to pray and receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, I just want you to slip up your hand real high. Is there anyone today that says, yes, I'm ready? Yeah, I see that. That's awesome. Anybody else? Yep, I see that. Anybody else that says, yes, I want to come to Jesus today. I want to have my sins forgiven. I want to surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ and give Him everything. Is there anybody else today that says, yes, I want to come to Jesus? Let's pray this prayer together. Just repeat after me. Dear God in heaven, thank you for sending Jesus to die on the cross for me. Please forgive me of my sins and make me born again. I turn from my sinful ways and I surrender my life to you. Please fill me with the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's give these guys a hand to pray that today. God bless you. Why don't we stand to our feet today? For those that prayed that prayer, I want you to come and grab a Bible of Pastor Chris. Let's give them a big hand as they come over. God bless you, girls.